This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A gunman crossing from Jordan killed three Israeli civilians at the border in the occupied West Bank before security forces shot him dead on Sunday, Israeli authorities said. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
The assailant was a 39-year-old truck driver who came from an influential tribe in southern Jordan, according to family members. It's the first such attack along the border with Jordan since Palestinian Islamist group Hamas launched an assault on southern Israel on October the 7th. It took place in a commercial cargo area under Israeli control where Jordanian trucks offload cargo entering the West Bank, officials said. At a cabinet meeting, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu strongly condemned the shooting.
This is a difficult day. A loathsome terrorist murdered in cold blood three of our civilians at Allenby Bridge.
Jordanian officials said the crossing was closed and that they had begun an investigation into the shooting.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Protesters blocked traffic in Tel Aviv on Sunday in the continuation of demonstrations demanding the Israeli government do more to secure a hostage return held from those held in Gaza. 11 months into the war, numerous rounds of diplomacy have so far failed to clinch a ceasefire deal to end the conflict and bring the release of Israeli and foreign hostages held in Gaza. Romania and Latvia, both NATO members and supporters of Ukraine, in its 2.5-year-old war with Russia on Sunday, were investigating instances of Russian drones that crashed after breaching their airspace, authorities in both countries said. The incidents prompted officials to call for measures to act to jointly counter Russian air incursions. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez fled to Spain on Sunday as he seeks asylum from Nicolas Maduro's government amid the ongoing crisis over July's disputed election. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard has more.
Gonzalez, who has challenged Maduro's declaration of victory, arrived at the Torrejón de Ardoz military base with his wife, Spain's foreign ministry said in a statement. The exit of the 75-year-old, seen by the U.S., EU, and other major powers as the winner of the election, came a week after Venezuelan authorities issued an arrest warrant for him, accusing him of conspiracy and other crimes. European Union foreign policy chief Josep Borrell in a statement said it was, quote, a sad day for democracy in Venezuela, adding that no political leader should be forced to seek asylum in another country.
Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. Thousands of Indians were protesting in more than 130 cities across 25 countries on Sunday, organizers said, to demand justice after last month's rape and murder of a trainee doctor at a hospital in the city of Calcutta. The protests started in large and small groups across Japan, Australia, Taiwan, and Singapore before spreading to cities in several European countries. 60 were planned in the U.S. They added to ongoing protests around India after the August 9th killing of the 31-year-old postgraduate student of chest medicine. There will be a second term for Algeria's president, according to election officials on Sunday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
President Abdelmadjid Tebboune has been named the winner of Algeria's presidential election, granting him another term. President Abdelmadjid Tebboune will continue to lead the gas-rich North African nation 5 years after pro-democracy protests led to the ouster of his predecessor. In a result that surprised few observers internationally or in Algeria, the country's independent election authority announced that Tebboune had won 94% of the vote. Election officials reported that less than 6 million of the country's 24 million voters had turned out to vote, which continued to raise questions about his popular support. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least 48 people were killed on Sunday in a fuel tanker truck explosion following a collision with another vehicle in north-central Nigeria, the state's disaster management agency said. The State Emergency Management Agency in north-central Niger State said the fuel truck collided with a truck carrying travelers and cattle. Several other vehicles were also caught up in the accident, it said. The agency's spokesperson put the death toll at 48, and officials were still trying to clear the scene of the incident. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.